कल्पयेत बुद्ध्या तत्तत् प्रकाशयन् तस्य तस्य भवेत् साक्षी स्वतो बाग बुद्ध अगोचरः। वर्स नंबर 23। यद्यद् रूपादि कल्पयेत, व्हाटएवर फॉर्म द इंटेलेक्ट इमेजिन्स, तत्तत् प्रकाशयन् द साक्षी इल्यूमिन्स दैट, तस्य तस्य भवेत् साक्षी, साक्षी बिकम्स दैट, इट इल्यूमिन्स दैट। स्वतः बाघ बुद्धि अगोचर, स्वतः हिमसेल्फ इट कैन नॉट बी रीच्ड बाई स्पीच और बाई माइंड, माइंड एंड स्पीच कैनॉट रीच इट। एंड वी हैव सीन यतो वाचे निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सा, इट्स नॉट, इट कैनॉट बी ग्रेस्ड बाई माइंड। So if it cannot be grasped by mind, then what is to be done? So next verse, in verse number 24, it is said, katham tadrik maya krahya, how can I grasp it? Iti chet, if somebody asks, maiva grihata, don't grasp it. Don't try to grasp it. Sarva griha upasansanto swayameva vasishyate. When you stop everything, when you stop grasping, then it will remain, you will find it. So what we have to do, the upaya for knowing is dropping, that's all. No action. Kuch nahi karna hai. But why I am not able to grasp it by my mind? You see, the Paramatma is subject. He became subject, he became Jiva inside. He is inside. And he is Sakshi, he is the seer, he is subject. And with your mind, what you will grasp? You will grasp an object. And once you grasp with your mind as an object, you are making him limited. Why you are making him limited? Because your mind itself is limited. Your mind itself is limited. So anything which you grasp by mind, it is also limited. So firstly, you cannot grasp it by your mind because it is very subtle. Number two, if you say you have grasped it by your mind, then you have made it limited. Once the Sakshi becomes limited, the Atman becomes limited, the Brahman becomes limited, it becomes perishable. Anything which is limited is changing and perishable. My own instrument is limited. How can I grasp unlimited, infinite, with a limited thing? It's not possible. Katham tradim maya grah, then how can I grasp it? Tell me something. I want to experience it. Ma eva grihatam. Ma eva grihatam. Let it not be grasped. Don't try to grasp it. Sarva griha upasansantau. Sarva griha, all grasping. Upasansantau, total cessation of grasping. When you do that, what will happen? Swayam eva vasishyate. What remains is that tattva. That tattva you cannot negate. It is always there. So how to reach that state? Sarva samsantau. When you are trying to grasp it with your mind, that means you are trying to do with the thought. And what are the thoughts? Thoughts are only disturbance on that peace. That Atman, that Brahman is Santa Sarup. And the thoughts are what? Thoughts are disturbance on that peace, that Atman. So if you want to attain peace, what you have to do? You have to stop all the disturbances. And what are the disturbances in the mind? The vritti is the disturbance. Thought is disturbances. So that is why in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Jnanam Labdha Param Shanti. Jnanam Labdha Param Shanti. When you get the knowledge, what will happen there? Param Shanti. You will get the Shanti. Thoughts are all removed. There is no thought, there is no disturbance, there is no agitation in the mind. And our formula you always remember. What is our formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to?
Mind.
Again, next step of algebra. You are all pandits. Very good. So in mind, consciousness is there. And those vrittis are the disturbance. Those disturbance cover that peace, that Atman. If you want to see that Atman, what you have to do? Peaceful Atman is there, Brahman is there, on which your thoughts are disturbance, and these disturbing thoughts are not allowing you to see this Atman. So if you want to see the Atman, what you have to do? You have to stop this disturbance. Once you stop the disturbance, this is there. You will be able to see it. You will experience it. And a simple. 2 minus 1 is equal to 1. Khatam. And this one you cannot negate. Simple. Next.
न तत्र मानपेक्षास्ति
न तत्र मानपेक्षास्ति
स्वप्रकाशस्वरूपतः
स्वप्रकाशस्वरूपतः
तादृक् व्युत्पत्त्यपेक्षा चेत् तादृक् व्युत्पत्त्यपेक्षा चेत् श्रुतिं पठ गुरोर्मुखात्
श्रुतिं पठ गुरोर्मुखा न तत्र मानपेक्षास्ति स्वप्रकाशस्वरूपतः तादृप्युत्पत्त्यपेक्षा चेत् श्रुतिं पठ गुरोर्मुखात्.
Guruji write, this does not mean that the intellect should not be used for reflection. You need the intellect for reflection. You have to understand it. It is only when the intellect realizes its own limitation. Your mind has to realize that itself is limited. You cannot grasp unlimited with your limited mind. Then it efforts and the supreme is known. Once you realize the capacity of your mind that it is limited, then you stop grasping. With what instrument does one know the self? The answer is na tatra man apecha asti. Man means instrument. Na tatra, tatra there, you don't require any instrument. So mind is an instrument. Do you accept na? Mind is antahkaran. Karan means instrument. Antahkaran, bahikaran. Bahikaran, five organs of perception and five organs of action. These are bahikaran. And antahkaran, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. This is antahkaran. So it is a na tatra man apecha asti. So no instrument. Man means instrument. No instrument is needed. Na bahi antahkaran, bahikaran or not antahkaran apechita. Why so? Swaprakash swarupta. Its nature is swaprakash, self-evident. For seeing sun, you don't need another candlelight. Do you need another candlelight to see the sun? You don't need. For seeing an object, we need light, we need the eye instrument. But for knowing your own existence, tell me which light is needed, which instrument is needed. In the dark room, if you are there, if somebody says, are you existing? Do you need any light to say that I switch on the light, I want to say I exist? No, you don't require any light. Do you require any organs of perception to say that I exist? You don't say. You don't require it also. Swaprakash swarupatah. Its nature is swaprakash, self-evident. Remove the covering, you will find it there. In Atmabodhi it says, Swayam Prakash is hi Atma, Megha Paye Ansumane. Swayam Prakash is the Surya, is the Swayam Prakash. If the clouds have covered, what you have to do? Remove the cloud or go above the cloud, you will see the sun. Nahi samajh mein aata hai, to Mahatma bolte hai, chalo theek hai. You take a torch light, switch it on, cover it with a blanket there. Now if you want to see the torch light, what you have to do? Remove the blanket. You will see. The torch is there. Swaprakash swarupatah tadrik vatvete chachet. If that understanding is needed, if this understanding is needed, shruti patha. Study the scripture again. If you are not able to grasp it, whatever Vidyaran Swamiji has said so far. Start again. Shrutim pat, study scripture again. But how? Guru Mukhat. Don't do self-study. No. Don't do self-study. Guru Mukhat. Why Guru Mukhat? Because the real knowledge will happen only when you start with the Shravan. That is what we have done whole our life. In school also we are learned by listening only. In college also, in university also, we have learned by listening. So Adhyatma Gan also will happen only by listening. And scripture say, Atmavare Drashtabhya. In this human birth, you must try to realize that Atman. Srotabhyascha, Srotabhya. You have to listen about him. Mantabhya. If you are a Uttam Adhikari, Sravan Matrena Jnanam Bhavati. Khatam. You don't have to reflect thereafter or go into the meditation. Nididhyasa. Not required. But if you have got a doubt, reflect on it. When you reflect on it, make your knowledge doubt-free. So where can you go for cleaning your doubt? You have to go to the Guru. Book will not answer your question. Audio file or video will not answer your question, your doubts. Your knowledge has to be doubt-free. Then comes the Nididhyasana. one attachment remains. Even after the doubt-free knowledge also, the attachment with the body remains. For removing this attachment, you require nididhyasana, meditation. That you are not this body. To remove this also, you require nididhyasana. So, if that understanding is needed, Shrutim Patha Guru Mukha, you have to go to Guru. So, how, when, where will come? Will I come to know the Atman? You will come to know Atmanam by your Atma. No instrument is needed and it is available all the time. No specific time is also needed. So by Atman you can reach Atman. Next.
Yadi sarvagraha tyagaha, yadi sarvagraha tyagaha, ashakyastarhi dhiyam braja, ashakyastarhi dhiyam braja, sharanam tadadhinontaha,
yadi sarva graha tyagaha ashakyastarhi dhiyam braja sharanam tadadhinontaha bahirveshonupuyatam.
Yadi sarva graha tyago asakya, yadi, if sarva graha tyaga, grasping, giving up the grasping is difficult. Asakya, you are not able to do it. You want to grasp it with your mind. You are not able to do it. Grasping, you are not able to leave. Tarahi dhiyam braja. Go to the intellect. Now he is not saying go to the guru. Dhiyam braja, go to the dhi. Sarnam tadadhino antarvai veso anubhuyatam. The self can be experienced as witness of all inside and outside concepts of the mind. Idea, go back to the starting point. If you are not able to do it, sarvagraha upasanta, in the earlier verse it was said, you have to leave all grasping. Don't try to grasp it by your mind or your senses. It is not possible. You will not be able to see it. Drigadrishya vivek, drigevanatu drishyate. You will never be able to grasp it with your mind or with your senses. So leave that effort. Grasping you leave. Now it says, if you are not successful, if you are not able to leave, no, I am not able to leave. So what is to it? You see, the leaving part is the most difficult part. We have got our thoughts, we have our own decisions, we have got our opinions. It's very difficult to leave all those things, our thoughts. But we leave all these things when we go into the deep sleep. At that time we all leave. We are successful there. Why we are successful? Because we know for sure that we will get back early morning again. When I am awakened, everything will come back to me. But if somebody tells you, today you are going to the sleep or you are going to samadhi, you will not come back. Will you go to the sleep and samadhi? No, you will not go. In this meditation, which is based on the knowledge, there is a death of mystic ego. Your ego will end. What is this ego? You see, the chetan plus ahankar is equal to jiva. Now from jiva I want to become
chetan.
Chetan means consciousness, Brahman or Atman. Or simple, Brahman plus ego is equal to Jiva. If Jiva wants to travel back to the Brahman, what he has to do? Minus ego. So once you go into this meditation, this is a mystic death of ego. So once you go into this meditation, what will happen? The ego will go away. What will remain? The Brahman. So you will come back, but you will not be a Jiva now. Ego is gone. It's not death. It's the death of ego. But the people don't want it. People want, I want ego also, I want Brahman also. But you want all this thing or not? I want ego also, I want Brahman also. Not possible. You have to choose one. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say that if you put your two legs on the two boats, when the boats are not tied together, it's not joined, separate boats, and you are sailing, you cannot reach destination. Impossible. So you have to choose one. Very good. But Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sarnam Braja. But here Vidyaran Swamiji says that you go to your dhi, you go to the intellect. Why so? Lord says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sarnam Braja. Mere paas aao. Vidyaran Swamiji is saying, no, you go to your intellect, dhi. Why so? He said, you go back and you start seeing the parade of your thoughts again. What is there in your intellect? In intellect there is a consciousness and there is parade of your thoughts. Vrittis are there. Start meditating on that. What is that technical name given in the Drigdrishya Vivek? Drishya Anubhidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Go back to that. Drishya Anubhidda. Drishya means seen. Anubhidda means associated. Associated with the seen, Drishya Anubhidda Savikalpa. Vikalpa means thought. With thought, going to the Samadhi. So what are the vrittis? Vrittis are the seen. These are all drishya. Go back to that state, intellect. There you will find lot of vrittis are there. And you see this parade. This parade will end one time. But you have to only witness. Only witness. Don't try to associate with any thought. The moment you associate with any thought, you will go, you will travel outside. That is Drishya Anubhidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Start from there. When the parade will end, see who is the illuminator. Again and again Vidyarani Swamiji has said, the Sakshi is the illuminator, like the lamp of the dancing hall is the illuminator of all the actions. Similarly, Sakshi is the illuminator. Slowly shift your attention to that Sakshi, which is the reflection of the consciousness. Very difficult. Who is illuminating your all thoughts? Why saying go back to your intellect? Going back to intellect, start seeing your thoughts again. From the thoughts, you come to the illuminator of the thoughts. Shift your attention from the thoughts to the illuminator of the thought, Sakshi. Sakshi is Pratibimba. And from Pratibimba, go to Bimba. From the Pratibimba, in the reflection in the mind, go to the Bimba. You will see the sun. If you are able to see the Pratibimba, then the Bimba is also definitely there. The process, you start again. Buddhi is Nartaki. Go back to the Nartaki stage. Buddhi is Nartaki with many anekda Nartaki. Many thoughts are there. From that thought you come to the Sakshi, who is illuminating. Now let us see the thought flow of all 26 verses. Are you ready? Do you have the book in your hand? Sure, let us start. परमात्मा अद्वयानंद पूर्णः पूर्वं स्वमाया स्वयमेव जगद्भूत्वा प्राविशत जीव रूपतः. परमात्मा अद्वयानंद, परमात्मा द परम आत्मा, द सुप्रीम सेल्फ, ही इज अद्वय नॉन डुअल, ही इज आनंद स्वरूप, ही इज पूर्ण. व्हाट इज पूर्ण? पूर्ण मीन्स कंप्लीट. व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ कंप्लीट? देश काल वस्तु अपरिच्छिन्न. पूर्ण मीन्स देश काल वस्तु अपरिच्छिन्न, वन विच इज नॉट लिमिटेड बाय स्पेस टाइम एंड ऑब्जेक्ट. एंड व्हाट इज अपूर्ण? देश काल वस्तु परिच्छिन्न. सो वी ऑल आर देश काल वस्तु परिच्छिन्न. This, my body is limited in this space. My body is limited by time. My body is limited in object. My body is not in this book. This book is not in me. It's limited in this. So, this kala vastu parichinna is a purna thing. We are all a purna. And what is purna? This kala vastu aparichinna. So, that Paramatma was purna. Purvam, before this creation, he was alone. Swamayaya, by this Maya Shakti, Swayam eva jagat bhutva, he became whole jagat by the power of his Maya. Now you have to understand the Maya means it came all the space, the five great elements came, space, air, fire, water, earth. With Maya Shakti, he came. Then, Swayam eva jagat bhutva pravasit, he made the whole creation. And the creation was inert, because the Maya is itself inert. So he was so happy, so excited. Pravasit, he jumped into it. And how? Jiva rupata became Jiva. Simple. So one Paramatma became jagat, and he became Jiva. So who are you? Paramatma. And what this jagat is? Simple. And one Paramatma, the superimposition, whole superimposition in one verse is complete. Now we have to negate this superimposition to reach back to the Paramatma, back to the Sakshi. And in 26 verses, this will be done. In second verse, we say, Vishnu Adi Uttam Dehesu Pravishto Devata Abhavat Martyadi Adham Deesu Stito Bhajati Devatam. He created two types of bodies, Deha, Uttam Deha and Adham Deha. So Uttam Deha, it is Satya Pradhan, all Devatas are Uttam Deha. So they become Devata. And Martyadi Adham Deesu Stito Bhajati Martyam. And we, the Manusya and the lower body, they have to worship. Because our body is made of Rajas Tamas Pradhan. We have got sattva, which is Malin sattva. It is only, we have got very little sattva. That is not sufficient to realize our own Atman. We have to increase it. So how can we increase? We have to worship. Worship whom? The one who has got the sattva. Suppose the Chinmay Mission, I have to go and collect fund from Chinmay Mission, Chicago, area you go. So where will I go? Will I go to the beggar? I have to go to a rich person. Paisa do bhai, you have got money. Similarly, you want sattva-gun, where you have to go? The one who has got the sattva-gun, devata. So you have to do the puja. How long I have to do puja? Anek janma bhajana swavicharam chikrsati. You have to do puja for anek janma. पीपल से 10 साल से माला कर रहे हैं, 15 साल से गीता पढ़ रहे हैं, कुछ नहीं हुआ क्या? अनेक जन्म भजना स्व विचारम चिकित्सति, देन देयर ए डिजायर विल कम इन टू यू दैट आई वॉन्ट टू नो माई ओन ट्रू नेचर, आई वॉन्ट टू नो स्व सेल्फ. स्व विचारम चिकित्सा विचारे न विनष्टाया मायाम शिष्यते स्वयं. वेन यू स्टार्ट डूइंग विचार इंक्वायरी वॉट विल हैपन, माया will be destroyed. Maya created, you know, then the first person, Maya created the whole verse, whole world. Vichar, if you start doing the inquiry, you'll see that everything created by the Maya, Vinashtaya, can be removed by Vichar. Only by Vichar, nothing is to be done, only you have to think. We are not thinking, that is the problem. We are not thinking. Or even if we are thinking, our thinking is not complete. Or we are thinking on the opposite direction. We are thinking about this, we are not thinking about that. Opposite direction we are doing thinking. Vicharena vinashtayam mayam sishyate swayam. What will happen? Sishyate swayam. This will remain ultimately. And you cannot negate that. अद्वयानंद रूपस्य स्वद्वयतम च दुखिता बंध प्रोक्त. व्हाट इज बंधन? देर इज ओनली वन परमात्मा अद्वयानंद, देर इज नो अदर थिंग हियर, ओनली द नाम रूप आर डिफरेंट. इन ईच नाम एंड रूप देर इज ओनली द सेम परमात्मा. इफ यू आर सुइंग द ड्युअलिटी, इफ यू आर सुइंग द प्लुरलिटी एंड द सोरो दुख, वेयर फ्रॉम द दुख इज कमिंग? बिकॉज यू आर कंसंट्रेटिंग ऑन द माया थिंग विच आर ऑलवेज चेंजिंग एंड पेरिशेबल, सो यू आर एसोसिएटेड विद ऑल दिस थिंग्स, यू आर सफरिंग एंड यू आर गेटिंग दुख. सो इफ यू आर सीइंग प्लुरलिटी एंड सफरिंग यू आर दुख, देन दैट इज बंधन. स्वरूप ने स्थिति मुक्ति मुक्ति रीतिये. वट इज द मुक्ति? स्वरूप स्थिति, नो योर ओन ट्रू नेचर, अबाइड इन दैट स्थिति, अबाइड इन दैट, दैट इज मुक्ति. वेर इज आवर स्थिति? आवर स्थिति इज हियर इन BMI, PLT एंड OET. सो दैट इज वाई वी आर बाउंड एंड वी आर सफर. वर्ष नंबर सिंह, अहम इति अभिमंता है कर्ता सौ तस्य साधन. ओ अभिचार शिफ्ट, अभिचार कृतो बंध है, विचारे न निवर्तते. अभिचार, वी आर नॉट डूइंग विचार, देयर वाइज देयर इज द बंधन इज देयर. वी आर एसोसिएटेड विद द माया, स्टार्ट डूइंग द विचार, माया विल, यू कैन रिमूव माया बाय विचार. विचारे न निवर्तते, रिमूव माया बाय विचार. देखो पूजा वूजा करने नहीं बोला है, ओनली विचार करने बोला है. दैट्स ऑल, यू हैव टू डू विचार एंड ही विल शो अस हाउ टू डू द विचार. विचारे न निवर्तते तस्मात जीवन परात्मा नो सर्वदैव विचारे. हाउ लॉन्ग आई हैव टू डू द विचार? सर्वदैव, सर्वदा यू हैव टू डू विचार. व्हाट विचार? यू हैव डन लॉट टाइप्स ऑफ विचार, यू हैव डन होल लाइफ विचार, अनात्मा एंड अनात्मा विचार. नो, यू हैव टू डू आत्मा एंड अनात्मा विचार. But Vidyarani Swamiji says, no, I am giving you topic. The topic here, you start doing the vichar on Jiva and Paramatma. Start distinguish between Jiva and Paramatma. Aham iti abhimantaya kartaso tasya sadhanam manas taskriye antar bahi vritti kamotite. Aham iti abhimantaya, one who thinks that I am the doer, तस्य साधनम, हिज इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज माइंड. वन सेज हिमसेल्फ दैट आई एम द डूअर. व्हाट इंस्ट्रूमेंट ही हैज गॉट? ही हैज गॉट एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट, हिज इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज माइंड. इन माइंड व्हाट इज देयर? माइंड, माइंड देयर इज अ वृत्ति. एंड हाउ आर द वृत्ति? वृत्ति कृते क्रिए अंतर बही वृत्ति क्रमोत्ते. देयर इज अंतर वृत्ति एंड बहिर्वृत्ति. And kramotate, first the aham vritti will come and next the idam vritti will come. There are two types of vritti, aham vritti and idam vritti. Aham vritti is the ahankar. Idam vritti, when we see, perceive the whole world, those are all idam vritti. This, whatever you see, that is the idam vritti. What is this antarmukhavritti and bahirmukhavritti? Antarmukhavritti in the verse number 7 says, antarmukha aham itesa vritti kartham ulliket. Vritti that takes the form of I. He says that I am karta, that is the ahankriti vritti. And bahirmukhi idam itesa vahyam vastu idam ulliket. Other vritti is the vahi. Whatever we see as idam means this is table, this is chair, this is mic, this is plate, this is fan, this idam, whatever you see outside is all this idam, that is bahirmukhi vritti. So first comes aham vritti, the ahankar comes first. When you get up early in the morning, first comes the ahankar vritti, then idam vritti, this comes. Then what is this idam vritti? It is said in verse number 8, idamayo visesachu, special quality of idam vritti, gandha rupa rasa adaya. Idam vritti has only 5 objects, only 5, out of which 3 already you have stated, gandha rupa rasa. What are the other 2? Sparsh and sabda. So adaya means sparsh and sabda. So there are only 5 types of sense objects. Asanga karena tan bindyat ghanendriyadi panchakam. Asanga karena without mixing. Bindyat, they distinguish. Who distinguish? Your 5 organs of perception, ghanendriyadi. Like your nose. So each indriya does its specific function. I will see, I will not hear. Ear will hear, but it will not taste. So each indriya functions. And what actually they do? Kartaram cha kriyam tadvat vyavrita vishanapi sporet ek yatnena yos asau sakshi atra chidvaku. Here the Triputi is said, in all action 3 things are required. One is the karta. Second is kriya, the action. And third is the object, vishay. Sporet ek yatnena. It illumines all 3 these things, all these 3 components of an action at a time. Sporet ek yatnena. But who does that? Yah asau sakshi atra chidvapu. Here we call him sakshi, the witness. And what is his characteristic? Chit vapu. Vapu means sari, body. How is his body? Chit saru. Chit saru is awareness. It's the knowledge itself. It is not knowledge of something. Chit vapu. Ikshe srunomi jighrami swadayami sprasyamaham iti bhaset sarvam nritya salasta dikvat. Ikshe, I see. Srinomi, I hear. Jigrami, I smell. Swadayami, I taste. Sprasyamaham, I touch. Iti bhasit sarvam. These are all seen. Nityasalasta deepavat. Like in the Nityasala, the lamp illumines everything. All actions are seen. Similarly, the witness illumines all these things. Now comes the Nityasala. Natak deep prakaran. The metaphor now start. Nitya sala astito deepa prabhu sabhyansa nartakim deepa eta vishesana tada bhave pi dipyate. Nitya sala astito deepa. In the nitya sala, in the dancing hall, there is a lamp. And that lamp, prabhu sabhyansa nartakim deepa, it illumines whom? Prabhu, the patron or the king. Prabhu sabhyans, the audience, and nartakim, the dancer on the floor. How? Deepet avisesena. That lamp never gives any preference to the king or the patron. Oh, patron is coming in, so I will give you a little bit more illumination. No. Avisesena. Tadavavipi deepete. All have gone. Patron has gone, audience has gone, nartiki has gone, dance hall is now empty, but the lamp is still illuminating everything. Absence of everything also it is illuminating. Is it not fact? Simple thing. Same thing is happening inside. What is happening inside? अहंकार दियम साक्षी विषयान अपि भाषेत अहंकार आदि अभावेपि स्वयं भाति एव पूर्वत। इनसाइड व्हाट इट डज, अहंकार ईगो, देन धियम इंटेलेक्ट एंड विषय सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स, साक्षी इल्यूमिन्स एवरीथिंग। अहंकार आदि अभावे भी, व्हेन द अहंकार इज नॉट देयर, व्हेन द विषयज आर नॉट देयर, व्हेन द माइंड इज नॉट देयर, इंटेलेक्ट इज नॉट देयर, स्टिल द साक्षी इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग द एब्सेंस ऑफ ऑल दिस दैट वी एक्सपीरियंस इन आवर डीप स्लीप। इन डीप स्लीप देर आर नो सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स, नो सेंसेस आर वर्किंग, इंटेलेक्ट इज नॉट वर्किंग, अहंकार इज ऑल्सो नॉट देयर, बट द साक्षी इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग द एब्सेंस ऑफ ऑल दीज थ्री ऑल्सो। निरंतरम भासमाने कूटस्थे ज्ञप्ति रूपतः तद भाषा भासमान एम बुद्धि नर्तिक अनेक धा। निरंतरम भासमाने इज कंटिन्यूअसली इल्यूमिनिंग विदाउट एनी रेस्ट, कूटस्थ विदाउट एनी चेंज इन इटसेल्फ, इट्स नॉट अफेक्टेड बाई एनीथिंग। ज्ञप्ति रूपतः, इट इज ज्ञप्ति रूपतः एज ए कॉन्सियसनेस, एज ए नॉलेज itself, it illumines चित रूप तद भाषा भाषमायनम by that light, तद भाषा by that light of consciousness बुद्धि नृत्यति अनेकधा। बुद्धि, बुद्धि इज डांसिंग, नृत्यति अनेकधा इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म, एंड दिस वी हैव सीन ऑल इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म, ऑल थॉट्स आर इल्यूमिन, डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ थॉट्स आर इल्यूमिन बाय इट। How it is compared, it is said ahankar is the prabhu, the prabhu in the dancing hall metaphor, prabhu is the patron, who is the patron inside, ahankar, ahankar is prabhu, sabhya vishya and all the sense objects are the audience, nartaki mati, mati the buddhi is the nartaki, dancing, taldharni akshani, taldharni all the accompanying musicians, they are, who are they, akshani, akshani means, aksha means eyes, five organs of perception, they are all taladharnis, up and down, tal goes up and down, whatever the stimuli comes in, according to, and deepa sachi abhavasaka, and who is illuminated there, who is the deep inside, is the sachi abhavasaka, is the illuminator. स्वस्थान संस्थितो दीप सर्वतो भासे यथा स्थिर साई तथा साक्षी बहिरंतर प्रकाशे। स्वस्थान संस्थितो दीप, दैट डांसिंग हॉल लैम्प इज एट वन प्लेस, एट दैट टाइम देर यूज टू बी नो डिस्को डांस टाइप लाइट्स, यू नो डिस्को डांस लाइट्स, देयर ओनली वन लैम्प और टू लैम्प्स ऑन टू साइड। स्वस्थान स्थित, you have to stay at one sthan, and sarvato bhase data, and it illumines everybody, the patron also, the audience also, and the dancer also. Sthir sai tatha sakshi, the sakshi is sthir and sthai, sakshi is also at one place, sthai means standing at one place but still not moving, I may be standing at one place but I can move my head, but that sakshi not moving, sthir sthai. Sirsai Sakshi Bahirantar Prakashe. He also illumines inside and outside. What is this Bahirantar? Immediately Vidyadhara Swami Ji says, Bahirantar Vibhagoyam Dehopetcha Nasachina Vishya Bahya Desastha Dehasyantara Ahankriti. Bahirantar Vibhag, the division of Bahirantar, inside and outside, is in relation to your body. Vishayas are outside. All besides, all sense objects are outside. This is all outside. And the ahankar, ahankar is inside. So, visya bahi desastha, this dehasya antah ahankriti. Inside the deha is the ahankriti. अंतस्थाधि सहवाच्छयि बहिर्याति पुनः पुनः भाष्य बुद्धिस्त चांचल्यम साक्षिने आरोप्यते वृथा। अंतस्थाधि, वेयर इज द धी, दी इंटेलेक्ट इज इनसाइड, Mind is inside, sahava achai, mind with association of the organs of perception. Mind associated with the organs of perception goes out. Bahiryati, it goes out. Punai punai, again and again. Whole day it is going out and out. Punai punai, bhasya buddhista chanchalya, this is all fickleness of the mind. The chanchalta, the fickleness is in the mind only. Sakshini arapata vritha, but we are superimposing on the sakshi. What do you say when you are not happy? I am unhappy. Are your mind is unhappy, not I. I is the sakshi. Sakshi is not unhappy. And we approve sakshi is never tainted by any actions of your body, mind, intellect. That we have already seen. But we, what we do? Falsely we superimpose the fickleness of the mind on the sakshi as if the sakshi is disturbed. All chanchalta, all the fickleness is in the mind. But we say no. It is in the sakshi. Now he gives a very beautiful example. Griha antargata salpo gavacha gavacha atapo achala tatra haste nartamane nartivita atapo yatha. Griha antargata salpo. In the griha there is some small hole and from that hole the light is coming. Atapa means the light, a streak of light is coming in. That streak of light is not moving. But if you start, in that light you start moving your finger. Tatra haste nirtyamane, with your hand you start moving. You will see that as if the light is moving on the floor. Nijasthana sita sakshir bahir antar gama agamo akurban. Nijasthana sthita sakshi. Sakshi is on this own place. He is not moving. Sakshi bahir antar gama agama. Bahir bahar. Antar inside. Gama going. Agama coming. Akurban not doing. So sakshi is not doing anything. No question of going out or inside or going anywhere or coming back. Nothing. Buddhi chanchalat karoti tatha tatha. But appears that the fickleness of mind, when we suffer, superimposed on the sakshi, as if the sakshi is disturbed, sakshi is moving. But actually speaking, sakshi is not moving, not doing anything. Na bahi antar sakshi buddhe deso utavo, bahi antar, it is not in the sakshi. Where is this? It is in buddhi desa. You remember, we discussed where is the space and time. Mind. Space and time is on. Where is the mind? Huh? Mind? In the?
Consciousness.
Yes, mind is not in body. If you come back to the body, and where is the body? Body is in the shrine. Where is the shrine? Shrine is in the USA. Where is the USA? USA is in the earth. Where is the earth? Earth is in the space. And where is the space? Space is in mind. And where is the mind? Mind in body. Again the circle starts. No. Where is mind? Mind is in the consciousness. So this is in the space and time, is in the buddhi. Buddhya adiyase sansantau yatra bhate asti tatra sah. When buddhi adi asis, buddhi and the senses, when sansantau, when they are quietened. Yatra bhati asti tatra sa, very sa, very darshasi, where it signs. Witness exists where it signs. There is no antarbhai. Antarbhai is in relation to body only. It's not related to sakshi. Desa kopi na bhasete yadi tahi astu adesbha sarva desa pradikteiva sarvagatam natu swata. Desa kaupina bhaset yadi. If the desa is not, you are able to see. You see, when you are going beyond mind, then the space is also gone. You are not able to see the space. We have already proved that the space is in mind. And when you go beyond the mind and you want to try to see the space, where is the space? Desa kaupina bhaset yadi. If you are not able to see the space, tarahi astu adeshvak, let it be without space. Because the space is in the mind and we have gone beyond the mind. Adeshvak. Now it says, sarvadesha pritteva sarvagatam. Only when we conceive the space, we say that Atman is sarvavyapi, sarvagatam. Everywhere is that sarvagatam. Natu swata. He is not sarvavyapi. In reference to the space, we say he is a sarvavyapi. If when we say he is sarvavyapi, we make that the space is the satvaram and Atma is superimposed on that, which is not acceptable to Atman. And we all know from the Brahman came the space. Space is dependent on Atman and Brahman, not Brahman is dependent on the space. When we say he is the sarvavyapi, then we say in reference to the space. Na tu svataha. He is not sarvavyapi. He is not even nitya. In reference to the time, we call him nitya. When the time is not there, no question of nitya. It is only pointer for us to understand that he is sarvavyapi. Antarbahi va sarvam va yam desam parikalpayet buddhi tad desaga sakchi tatha vastu yojayet. Antarbahi va sarvam, everything, ya desam, everywhere, parikalpayet, imagines, buddhi, whatever the buddhi imagines, everywhere and every place, sakchi tatha vastu su yojas, desaga, witness pervades. Because whenever the buddhi goes, you see, buddhi is inert, mind is inert. With the help of senses, it goes out. It goes out and it covers a object. And that stimuli comes back and given to the mind. Mind refers it to the buddhi, and in consultation with the memory, we say this is chair. This is the process in which we perceive sense objects. Buddhi, tas desaka sachi, sachi pervades, tatha vastu su yojet. In the same way, all the objects are illumined by the sakshi in association with the senses and mind. Yajat rupadi kalpet buddhya tatat prakasayan, tasya tas bhave sakshi swato bhag buddhi agochara. We have already seen in the beginning, yajat rupadi kalpet buddhi, whatever the roop, kalpana, the buddhi does, tattat prakashyan, sachi prakashyan, the witness illumines, svato bhag buddhi agochara, but himself, it cannot be grasped by your speech and your buddhi. Katham tading maya grihati chenma, iti chet maya vagrihatam. If you ask, how can I grasp it then? Sarva grihopi sansanto swayam eva vishyate. Don't try to grasp it. When you stop grasping it, then what will remain is swayameva. So you have to do nothing. Swayameva vasishyate. The superimposition, here you see, swayameva vasishyate, there it was, say, vicharena nivartate, mayam vinashtayam. Now the vinashtayam, here is the complete vinashtayam is over. Don't try to grasp it. If you try to grasp it, you will not get it. Why you will not get it? Because your mind and intellect is all limited. And anything which is limited cannot grasp unlimited, infinite. So don't try to do that. Na tatra mana pichasti. There is no instrument is needed there to see it. Why so? Svaprakasa swarupata. Because it is self-effulgent swarupata. Tadrik vattu pradeccha cheta. If that understanding is needed, then what you should do? Srutim patha, again go and study the scriptures. If you are not able to remove the superimposition of Maya, in the first verse, there was Brahman, then there was superimposition, and on the superimposition, we have to remove that superimposition. Slowly, slowly, the topic was given that you start discriminating between Jeeva and Paramatma, then Jeeva, it was decided there is a mind. In mind there are two types of vritti, aham vritti and idam vritti. Functions of idam vritti were said, aham vritti was also said. Then these vrittis, what they do? There is a nartaki, the buddhi, and this buddhi is the fickleness of mind. We are superimposing on the sakshi. Understand this, sakshi is different from the buddhi dancer, lamp is different from the dancer on the dancing hall. So you come to slowly to that sakshi. This way we negated the whole thing. If you are not able to do it, tadrik srutim patha, again start, again study the scriptures. How? Guru Mukhan, go to the teacher, understand from him. Yadi sarva graha tyago asakya tarhi dhiyam braja. If you are not able to leave this grasping, no, I want to know. With my mind and senses, I want to know. Dhiyam braja, then go back to dhiyam, go back to intellect. Why go back to intellect? Oh, dhi is the nartaki, is the dancer, anek dha, and who is the illuminator? Go back to that starting point again. You got it? Vritti are nartakis. You go back to that stage again and see the prasatan of the vrittis. Go back to drishya anubhidya sabikalpa samadhi. Again see these vrittis and try to find out who is the illuminator of the vritti. We have to reach to the illuminator of the vritti. Once you reach there, kaam khatam. And who is that? That is me. Always you have to come up to this point. That sakshi, that atman or that brahman is not outside somewhere there. No. That sakshi, that brahman, that atman is me. So with the grace of Pujya Gurudev and blessings of Guruji, we could complete this chapter, Natakdeep Prakaran, today. And we thank you for giving us a chance to reflect on this, because without you I would not have reflected. We would not have reflected on this. How will we do it? No. We'll decide it again. When I come back from India, then we'll decide which text to start again. Mm-hmm. But it will be something Vedanta only, Upanishad only. 11th. We are coming back on 11th Feb. So, next class will be only parenting is on 14. About 21st. So we'll let you know by that time. So who will be informing? Who is the coordinator? You all have got the email ID. Who is the coordinator for this?
Deepakji
is not here. So
we will tell Premaji.
He has to do it. He has the email. So we'll take care of it. So we can put him on Facebook too. So Gaudinji will take care of it for so we can take no passages of next Sunday.
They came today.
Awesome. So just